It is 2:48 in the Mike McFeely Show, and just like that, lickety-split, as we're coming back into the program, we received a phone call from Toronto, Ontario, and indeed it is Mr. Dick Bramer, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Twins, in an abbreviated edition of Twins Talk and the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Dick Bramer, how are you?
We're doing fine. Pretty nice last 24 hours for the Twins to win the last two games of this series here.
That's a good start to a nine-game difficult road trip. I was saying that as we came into the program today. If you can win two of three in Toronto, and especially the way the Twins did it, with some good pitching, especially today from Phil Hughes, goodness gracious, fantastic. And the Twins are starting to show a little bit of power, a little bit of pop in the bats, Dick.
Yeah, when we left town, of course, we came here with Kendrys Morales, and we were told, well, he might not play for a week or two. He's played every inning of every game as a designated hitter. He's hitting, I think, about 500 so far as a Twin. He drove in three big runs in the ballgame here this afternoon. But you're right, the big story has been the pitching. The Twins pitching staff did very well here and could very easily have come out of the series with a series sweep.
If you have a question or comment for Mr. Bramer, give us a call, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, or you can text us at 35270. Let's get back to Morales. This guy is good. He's had a strong career. He's had some injury problems the last couple of years, Dick, but is this that missing piece to the lineup? Is this that guy in the middle of the lineup that is going to provide a little pop now for the rest of the season?
Well, the phrase that's kind of become in vogue over the last couple of years for managers is it stretches out the lineup, and that's what managers want, particularly in the American League when you don't have to have the pitcher hit. You want a threat every inning, regardless of where the inning starts, whether it's with the leadoff spot, the guy in the middle of the lineup, or even somebody as a seventh-place hitter. And the lineup is definitely stretched out with Morales added to the roster. I go back to what Tony Oliva told me the day of the signing on Sunday, and of course Tony is from Cuba and was able to talk with Morales, and Tony told me before the game Sunday, he says, Morales will hit in a day or two. And Tony was right on the button because he got a first hit, the first game. He got, two yesterday and three today, and he really makes the lineup look a lot better. And beyond that, I think we've already noticed that he's been a great influence on the Latin ball players on the team, and that's all good, too.
Well, I was going to ask you about the clubhouse side of it because I saw some tweets going out from Dustin Morse of the Twins today saying, you know, Morales is a great clubhouse guy and he's a good teammate. And the last few years, that's been an issue with the Twins, at least outwardly, that there's really not that alpha male in the clubhouse, Dick. Is Morales one of those guys?
He seems to be. I know the music selections in the clubhouse are far different now than they were even a week or so ago. But, and winning is part of that, too. You come here, you win a couple ball games, everybody's generally happier. But, that's been his reputation, first in Anaheim and even last year in Seattle. He's a good clubhouse guy, a veteran presence. We had a shot last night on the telecast of him spending some time with Danny Santana, just looking him in the eye and telling him something. And Santana was just locked into him, you know, listening to every word he said. And that can happen. That can happen when you bring in a veteran presence, an established player like Morales. And so far, the results have been pretty good.
Phil Hughes was fantastic today, and we'll get to him in a moment, Dick. But yesterday, Kevin Correa possibly saved his spot in the starting rotation. He pitched pretty good yesterday. I think it was at six scoreless innings. For him, that's a huge improvement. Did he indeed save his spot in the rotation here for a while?
Well, I think so, but I also think that the Twins have shown every bit of patience they can with both Correa and Nolasco, and they've starting perhaps to get rewarded with their patience a little bit. You know, one thing that I think you can say about the Twins this year, and we've got about 100 games left, they have not been shy about making moves. When Florimone wasn't hitting, they made a change there. When Kubel wasn't hitting, they made a change there. They're not afraid to shake things up. And I suppose you could make the case that was about to happen to the starting rotation with those guys pitching so well in AAA. But as long as you can get some encouragement for the confidence and the faith that you put in these people, I think you're going to want to stick with the guys up here rather than bringing somebody in what might be surprising to many, a pennant race summer, before you bring somebody in who doesn't have the experience of, say, an Alaska or a Correa. You know, ultimately what will make the difference, of course, is going through the rotation a number of times and getting that type of performance from Correa, but certainly a step in the right direction last night.
You know, you mentioned that the Twins have not been shy about shaking things up. That hasn't been the case again the last couple of years. Does that have an effect on the team that you can see as a broadcaster, that maybe, I don't want to say a feeling of uneasiness or a feeling of urgency, but certainly a feeling of, hey, at least the front office is trying to do something to get some ball players in here who can play a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, and then you got to have the guys to do it, too. I mean, they signed Nunez, Eduardo Nunez, out of the Yankee system and let him work his way into shape a little bit at Rochester, and he did okay there, and they brought him up. This is not a perfect roster by any means. They've got some empty spots they need to fill. They need to tinker with the roster, and there are reports they may do just that here after the game today. But, you know, they're not afraid to shake things up. I do think that there's a lack of patience, or that's not even the best word, but the demands are higher now. You're not going to just graduate and come up here and play. You're up here now to produce, and if you're not going to produce, you might find yourself in Rochester, or in the case of Jason Kubel, just simply being released.
And I haven't heard yet today, Dick, what the moves might be. What's the word going around?
Well, I haven't heard officially, so I don't want to say on the air, but it's very likely there are going to be a couple of moves made before we get to Detroit on Friday. So anticipate that. If it doesn't happen today, it'll happen tomorrow.
Okay. Phil Hughes, he might be a Twins All-Star representative at Target Field in July. He is throwing very, very well right now.
Well, he gave up 3 home runs to Houston at home, but he really responded with a great outing here. He pretty much stuck it to the Yankees 2 starts ago. This Toronto lineup doesn't take a backseat to anybody, and he sailed through 5 innings, ran into trouble in the 6th, pitched his way out of it. Ran into more trouble in the 7th, but again pitched his way out of it. And as Jack Morris just said on our TV postgame show, he pitched like an ace. And it's been a long time. Twins fans don't need to be reminded. It's been a long time since they've had a pitcher pitch like an ace.
So it's a Wednesday, and we're talking with Dick Bramer, so there has to be a Joe Mauer-related question here. So let me ask you this. I think Joe broke an 0-for-16 slump today, which is good, but what's the latest update? What's the latest status on Joe Mauer, Dick?
He's going to hit 3rd. Someone asked Ron Gardenhire today whether moving him out of the 3rd spot would be beneficial, and Gardy was adamant, saying, well, he's going to break out of it, and to some extent, I guess you can say he did, although he's in such a deep slump, one game won't do it. Hit the ball hard 3 times, got 3 hits and a walk in his last 4 plate appearances, so certainly his best day at the plate in a long, long time, and I'm pretty confident he'll be batting 3rd this weekend in Detroit.
As you said, Twins are heading now to Detroit. It becomes a much more apparently winnable series, and I think that the enthusiasm around Twins baseball still kind of hanging in there, Dick, and so that's nothing but a good thing.
Hey, there's a chance that wherever they are in the standings, they'll be just 3 games back of Detroit when that series starts on Friday. There are a couple of reasons for that. Primarily, the Tigers are going through a really difficult stretch right now with their rookie manager. So we'll see what happens in Detroit, but I can tell you this, I can't wait to get there and get on the air Friday night.
All right, thank you, my friend. I'll let you catch your plane. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Mike.
Thank you. Dick Bramer, broadcast voice of the Minnesota Twins. He's here every Wednesday, usually from 3:35 until 4 o'clock. But because of the day game today, he joined us a little bit earlier than normal.